ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, February 13, 2017. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Alford.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Dear Lord, we come ask that you give the divine wisdom to each and every member of this Commissioners Court, not just this Commissioners Court, every elected official in Jefferson County. A very important personal point of privilege, I want you to put your loving arms around Keith Hawks and his family, but not just him, all of our employees and their families. Lord, we ask that you not only do that for those, do it for military personnel as a way of fighting the wars and keep our democracy strong. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin our agenda today on purchasing. I've made it received by acceptance of office for term contract performance to Jefferson County Universal Operations LLC. Item B is received by renewal for term contract for legal notices to Jefferson County Bowman Enterprise Examiner Corporation for opportunity for a 30-day one-year renewal, March 8, 2017 through March 7, 2018. Item C is received and filed change order number 2 for major traffic extension from SH-124 to Lavelle Road with all codes for a reduction in the scope of work for Brent Road for a decrease of $33,807.50 bringing total contract amount to $1,794,672.55. Down to $1,760,865.05. That does change the number of work days on the project. Item B is consider approved specification for a term contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adult size for Jefferson County Mosquito Control District. And item E is consider approved professional services agreement with SCI for smoke evacuation systems downtown field for a total time and material not to exceed $5,000. Lastly, item F is consider approved disposal of scrap property to be transported to a metal salvage company in their sole for such price or might demand. Funds being returned to the county. Do I have a motion on those items under purchase?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
I have a question. How long is it going to take to complete that downtown jail?
The assessment will be completed and presented to the jail commission at 10 a.m. this Friday the 17th. Judge will be in attendance along with our representative from SCI.
The sheriff will be there. The sheriff here. All right. Thank you.
And they have come up with a couple of arguments, one of which might save us some money if the jail standards commission will approve of it. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. As the county auditor, I made it consider approved use of available capital funds of $6,405. And budget transfer Road Bridge Precinct 1 to purchase a new water tank for Unit 317. Out of B, Gregor County Jails, check number 430057 through 430374. That motion, those items under audit.
Subject to approval.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Sennell. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, I said unanimously. I'm going to take one item separately. It's an item A under County Commission to consider and approve the resolution supporting the creation of the Lone Star Coastal National Recreation Area. We have a motion on that item.
Stewart.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, I believe.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. All right. We have two individuals that have signed up, Ms. Waddell and Ms. Dishman. Speak to the issues that are presented. We had a workshop at 11 o'clock this morning where we heard a presentation from Ms. Heron with the National Parks Conservation Association. If you ladies like to speak to this particular agenda item.
Thank you,
you so much. My name's Elizabeth Waddell, and I'm a lifelong Beaumont resident, and I'm also a landowner on the Baldwin Peninsula in Galveston County. I have been following the progress of the proposed Lone Star Coastal National Recreation Area as an NPCA volunteer doing a longleaf pine restoration out in the Big Thicket for the past 5 years, and feel our county could greatly benefit from being involved in this. The proposed Lone Star Coastal National Recreation Area is a uniquely custom Texas public-private park model that showcases our world-class coastal resources, our natural resources, our birding, our wetlands, our coastline, and historic sites as well, while promoting recreation and tourism, bringing economic development to our area. In fact, a previous study showed that by the 10th year in full operation, we could see a threefold increase in visitors, adding over 5,000 jobs and supporting $192 million in local sales. The Lone Star Coastal National Recreation Area recognizes the importance of private property rights, participation is voluntary, and the National Park Service will have no budget to buy land. The only way the National Park Service can receive land is through donation or exchange. Contains no new regulations, protects hunting and fishing and recreational fishing, off-road vehicle and personal watercraft use, and development of oil and gas and other minerals. More than two dozen private and public owners of approximately 250,000 acres of land have indicated they want to participate in this National Recreation Area as partners. This type of cooperation is anticipated to position our region to better compete on a nationwide basis for new and significant sources of funding. So this mosaic of public and private lands in the National Recreation Area will highlight our area in such a positive way. It is a win-win for all involved and just good business. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Bishop?
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here today. When I first heard about this project last year, my first question was, well, how will this happen? When I heard that it was on a voluntary basis, and this collaboration of public and private land, it just seemed like such a great model for the future. I think this is how things are going to happen from now on and moving forward, is this collaboration between public and private to get things done, such as something that would obviously bring such economic development to our community. I'm in the real estate business, so we're always talking about economic development. How are we going to get people to move here, buy homes, set up businesses here, and bring industry and business to this area. And so this diversity of development to me in a community where we are, a region where we rely so heavily on petrochemical and we have a lot of other things, but to diversify into major tourism, bringing people here, we have only to look at Waco and the Waco Mammoth National Monument and the success they have had in Waco. Now a lot of people are gonna tell you it's Chip and Joanna Gaines and Fixer Upper, but I'm gonna tell you it's also the chance to see that beautiful Waco Monument. So these kinds of things are exciting to me as a lifelong resident of Beaumont. But I also wanna touch on something else, and that is quality of life. That's an intangible, immeasurable quality that we as citizens of this area can enjoy, as well as those that come here. And how do we know that the next person that comes here experiences what we have to offer in this county with this project, the chance to participate and come to bird, come to fish, come to hunt, wouldn't be the next person to purchase a home and move here and set up a business? And so I think that's something we have to ask ourselves, and I'm in full support of this project, and I hope you will be too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And item B, and the county commissioners received file executed demolition waiver for the city of Fort Dodge authorizing demolition of property located at 4008 Diamond Street, Fort Dodge. Item C is considered authorizing the county judge to execute consent change for Constable Precinct 1 to obtain firearms from the federal surplus property program. Item D is considering possibly approved Jefferson County Court of Parks use license agreement between Jefferson County and Lamar M E is receive, file, and execute demolition waivers for the city of Port Arthur, authorizing demolition of property located at 3700 Doctor's Drive in Port Arthur. Item F is consider possible approval of resolution authorizing county judge to execute grant application from the Criminal Justice Division to continue the operation of Jefferson County Crime Victims Clearinghouse and Victims Assistance Center for the fiscal year 2017 through 2019, made available from the state pursuant to the Victims of Crime Act. Item G is receive, file, execute Jefferson County Ford Park Youth License Agreement to allow the use of half the exhibit hall by the Neyland Independent School District for April 21st, 2017 through April 24th, 2017. Item H is consider possibly approved and authorized county judge to execute demolition waiver for the city of Beaumont, authorizing the demolition of property located at 3650 Laura Lee Street, Beaumont, Texas. However, I would ask that the motion to approve that item H be as amended, because the demolition certificate that they sent to the county has a provision in there that the county will indemnify the city, which we can't constitutionally do. So as those indemnification provisions are stricken out. Item I is consider possibly approved Kerry Erickson, Director of Human Resources, to be the designated Civil Rights Officer for Texas CDBG contract number 7216231 and all subsequent CDBG grants. Item J is consider possibly approved the youth license agreement from Jefferson County, Texas and Harper Foundation for butterfly release. Item K is consider possibly approved the youth license agreement between Jefferson County and GT Baseball for 2017 spring tournaments. Item L is consider possibly approved the use license agreement between Jefferson County and Neutron Beaumont LLC for the annual company crawfish bowl. And item M is consider possibly approved resolution regarding civil rights in accordance with Section 3 of the Housing and Urban Development Act of 1968. So I have a motion on item B through M on the county commission.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Yes, amended under item A.
Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Give me, Karen, what's your role going to be at the designated civil rights office?
My understanding is just if they have any questions about any issue.
Commissioner Offord, if I may, the grant administrator told us that for these CDBG contracts, we had to have that resolution and the designation. You know, we've already done everything else that they've ever required. It's just a formality.
Any other discussion or any other questions?
Let me just do this here. Make sure that you forward on any information dealing with that civil rights designation to this court, each member. Okay? Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The Sheriff's Department, we have one item, and A is considered to approve a resolution to apply for SWAT hazmat response enhancement project grant estimated amount of the grant is $46,000 with no county matching funds. That motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, that's carried unanimously. And I would just note that completes our regular agenda. A note that a couple of weeks ago, a week and a half ago, I visited by Texas Steel Jail Standards Commission representative, and he had done his inspection of the county correctional facility on Highway 69 and got his report and letter that he found that there were no deficiencies noted in the inspection, and he gave a okay to the sheriff for everything that was going on in the jail. So congratulations, Sheriff, on that clean inspection. Anything, any, Let's see.
We have next week.
Next Monday is a county holiday purchasing, auditing, engineering, or airport. You know, any issues, I'll be at Texas Association of Counties on the 21st. I would not be available that afternoon. So that would mean that our next meeting would be the 27th of February. And that completes our regular agenda. Any item that the Commissioner Court would bring to the attention of the public without our taking action.
I just want to remind the public to the Tuesday is Happy Valentine's Day. So those you truly care about and want to express your sentiments as accordingly, be sure to tell your spouses, your husbands, wives, and friends Happy Valentine's. Thank you. Make it be a joyous day.
Thank you, Chris Brown.
Not that we are joined. Adjourned.
Thank you very much.